April 6, the purpose of grace, breaks the hold of evil. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound, Romans 5:20. The gifts of Jesus are ever fresh and new. Each new gift increases the capacity of the receiver to appreciate and enjoy the blessings of the Lord. He gives grace for grace. There can be no failure of supply. If you abide in Him, the fact that you receive a rich gift today ensures the reception of a richer gift tomorrow. The gift of Christ to the marriage feast was a symbol. John 2:1-11. The water represented baptism into His death, the wine the shedding of His blood for the sins of the world. The water to fill the jars was brought by human hands, but the word of Christ alone could impart to it life-giving virtue. The word of Christ supplied ample provision for the feast. So abundant is the provision of His grace to blot out the iniquities of men and to renew and sustain the soul. Our condition through sin is unnatural, and the power that restores us must be supernatural, else it has no value. There is but one power that can break the hold of evil from the hearts of men, and that is the power of God in Jesus Christ. Only through the blood of the crucified one is there cleansing from sin. His grace alone can enable us to resist and subdue the tendencies of our fallen nature. Satan is determined that men shall not see the love of God, which led him to give his only begotten Son to save the lost race. For it is the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. Oh, how shall we succeed in setting forth before the world the deep, precious love of God? In no other way can we compass it than by exclaiming, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." 1 John 3:1. Let us say to sinners, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." John 1:29. Look at the cross of Calvary. It is a standing pledge of the boundless love, the measureless mercy of the Heavenly Father.